Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I am Bobby Norris and I'm joined by a very special co-host this evening. I'm so excited to have you back. It's Ellen Coughlin!
Thank you for having me back.
You're so welcome. How are you, my love?
I'm great. I'm loving this weather.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Yeah, it can stay.
It really can stay. And Ellen, babes, we have got a jam-packed show this evening. Mm-hmm. We'll be discussing showbiz news. We always start the show, as you know, with a bit of showbiz.
Yes.
Plus, we'll be speaking to Love Island, Shaq and Tanya, who came third in the winter series last year.
Love
and
them.
Megan Hornby from The Apprentice will be joining us later. So we've got them all on the Zoom.
Yay!
It's exciting. So brilliant. It's a nice reality special. And we love a little bit of reality special.
Yes, we do, for sure.
But first, Ellen, how have you been, babe? You had a good week?
I've had a great week. I actually only came back into the country on Monday. I was away filming a TV show for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, what was you filming, babe? Spill the tea.
Plug.
Yeah, plug that.
I was filming a show called Amazing Spa Towns of Europe. It's season 2 of it, and it's going to be on Amazon Prime next spring. So we basically visit all these thermal towns in Europe. So we've been to Luxembourg, Austria, Germany, and Croatia. And basically, I'm not sure if you've heard of thermal water before, but there's healing properties in this water that comes out of the ground.
Oh my God, I'm getting some kind of deja vu. Is that what Cleopatra... Oh no, that was mud.
That was mud. But the thermal towns, they do use mud as well. So they mix it with mud and they do mud baths, and it's all
anti-aging.
About relaxation. Anti-aging. And it's all about circulation and stuff. So basically, I've been trying all those healing waters to see if it helped. And I don't know, yet to be decided. I'm not sure.
So where was the best thermal water?
The best one was probably a place called Baden by Wien. And it was in Austria. And usually the thermal water actually tastes, well, it smells like sulfur. So very eggy, real strong eggy smell.
Oh, no.
I know. And it's really hot. So it's about 35 to 65
oh,
degrees.
Oh, no. Hot. It reminds me. I'm getting flashbacks of school coach trips yes. to Duxford Airport with an egg mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah.
Someone chundering on row 4.
Yeah. Oh. That's what it's like. That's what it smells like. So they're not all great. But the one in Baden by Wien was actually quite tasty.
And that weren't the eggy one?
It wasn't eggy, which was great. And it was really hot. So it was kind of like a cup of tea.
Oh, I'm excited to watch it. You'll have to come back on the show and plug it just before it drops.
I will,
sounds
definitely.
Sounds definitely up my street. Now, as you know, babes, we always start with a little bit of showbiz news because, well, I live for it. I love it. And, well, this week, don't disappoint.
Nope.
So what's caught your eye? You're the co-host this evening, my love. What is your what's your story of the week?
My story of the week... I know people are probably sick of it now, but it has to be Philip Schofield, the saga. It's just ongoing and ongoing and ongoing, isn't it? But I've been keeping up while I was on my travels. I just couldn't get enough of it. I'm like, I get that, you know, he had an affair on his wife. I get that. It's awful. And it would do a much younger man again, which is questionable. And there's a lot of things around that that are questionable, actually. But I kind of feel like, can we not just give him a break now? Like, unless there's something more to come out, I might be shooting myself in the foot here. But unless other people know other things. But for now, all we know is that this couple had an affair. Affairs happen all the time. And not saying that it's correct, but they do. And people shouldn't be losing their jobs over them. Like, I'm very confused about the whole thing. Unless there's more to come out, because I feel ITV and Holly Willoughby are very quick to distance themselves from him.
Well, talking of Holly, a lot of people have been speaking about her on social media. She returned to the show Monday and she started the show with a little bit of a statement. I mean, obviously she had to address it after she took a couple of weeks off for half term, didn't she?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on that? Because a lot of people have had a lot to say on that.
Yeah, I was very confused by that, actually. I was, I mean, the "are you okay" thing kind of shocked me a small bit because the listeners are fine. Like, you know, I'm not sure if they felt it was a bigger thing for the public, the general public, just because maybe they're seeing stuff on social media where people like to rally up a hate debate anyway. But the "are you okay" thing was a bit of a stretch. Like, we're fine. Like, we're all fine. Like, it's TV. Like, everybody just needs to realize that it's TV.
And I mean, obviously, as you know, an amazing journalist. So you know exactly how this has been documented over, which I think we're almost hitting the 3 week point now, aren't we?
Yeah.
But we've barred the couple of statements we've had on Instagram stories from Phil. We hadn't really spoke out, but we got two interviews in one day.
I know.
So he's done The Sun and he done BBC.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of people had a lot to say about the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
With your journalistic eye,
right?
What's your thoughts on the interviews, both of them, The Sun and the BBC? Because I think they both had a slightly different tone.
Right, yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, I felt sorry for him. I think the one with the Sun was the one that he was grasping that vape for its life and puffing away.
It was clutching at Lost Mary.
He really was. That looks like a broken man if ever I've seen one.
Yeah.
And the other one, the BBC one, was a bit more gathered, I feel. He gathered himself a bit more. I felt sympathetic to him. I think maybe that's what kind of changed my tune a small bit. Just because I think the right process was done. Like, he should have lost his job because he lied to the channel and his agent and everything like that. But I do feel like he looked like a broken man, and it's almost like a witch hunt now. And it's like, okay, can we just give it a break? Like, at the end of the day, he has daughters. Like, you know, they're watching all this. Like, imagine if that was your dad. Like, you'd feel so bad for him. So I just feel like he said his piece now. Hopefully people will put it to bed. I know we're still talking about it, but it is still very much in the papers.
And I think this will go on and on because although I thought it was kind of running out of steam maybe a week ago, the story, until we spoke out and did them interviews, and then it was inevitable, as I say, that Holly had to address it. We then had Alison Hammond sat there with Dermot. She's spoke about it because obviously it came up, and I think hats off to this morning that they actually addressed it, because there was this point they wasn't really. Yeah. But they do this segment where they talk about what's in the news.
They were the news.
So I kind of think hats off that they gave it the nod and they addressed it. But again, people on social media have had a lot to say about Alison tearing up. What did you think about that?
I did think that was a bit dramatic. Again, he's not dead. Like, he's just stepped down from a TV show and apparently by his own free will. Like, apparently he did not get fired. Do you know, he stepped down from a TV show. She's been on that show. I think somebody mentioned this, but I can't remember who, but she's been on that show for 13 years.
Yeah, it must have been. Because back in the day, she was doing all the competitions. She was like the roaming reporter, wasn't she?
Yeah, exactly.
So knocking on doors, giving away big checks.
That's it. She was doing all the fun bits, really. And now she's finally got this gig. But somebody was saying that now, like, it's funny because now Holly's taking her into her fold and she's coming to all the parties and stuff like that. And maybe it's coming across as a little two-faced because now she's fronting the show. And why wasn't she invited to all that kind of stuff before? So interesting, but I feel like her reaction as well was a bit over the top. She probably, I don't know, I'm not a presenter on that show, so maybe the emotions were all running high, but again, nobody died. Like, it's like I said with the Adele thing, when James Corden was moving home and she's crying in the car, and I'm like, these celebrities need to get a grip on reality.
But again, we always gauge things from like social media reaction. And everyone was thinking, who is Holly going to be presenting with? So obviously everyone had their thing to say about her statement, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. Of course they are. That's what social media is about. Let's have it right. But then there was people saying, chemistry wise, the lovely Josie and Holly.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on that when you've watched that clip? Because a lot of people went, there's zero chemistry there. Obviously, they had that little cuddle at the end where Josie tried to comfort her.
Yeah. It did look a bit awkward. It was a bit jarring, that hug. But I think they're really good together. I think they're a nice mix. Josie is really quite funny and bubbly. And then Holly is kind of the serious one. So it's like Holly kind of stepped into Phil's role, previous role.
Yeah.
And then,
felt that. Yeah.
But I kind of like that dynamic. And I really like Josie. I think she's great on TV.
Yeah.
Sometimes she comes across a bit nervous, but I feel like that's probably everything that was going on. And I'm sure
Knowing the world in his chihuahua was definitely watching that episode.
Exactly.
I think, didn't they say, I mean, from what I saw online, allegedly, I think it was like 400,000 up viewing figures.
Right.
I don't know if that lasted much longer than the speech.
Yeah.
But people definitely wanted to know what was being said. But do you know what I kind of liked about it was just nice, regardless of who it ends up being. And I love Jo, so I've met her at a lot of events and parties and stuff. Nice to see two women doing it.
Yeah.
Because we've always seen man and woman. Now, I love men. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Disclaimer,
don't we all?
Putting it out there. So it's not that I'm anti-mean.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice to see two women doing it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people go, but we've got loose women. Like, because a lot of people go, men are being cancelled from ITV. This
oh,
is now the thing on social media. Men
really?
Are now cancelled. There's no men on ITV.
God forbid.
But there was some, because obviously we had back in the day, when I was a wee nipper, yeah. We had Richard and Judy.
Right.
And traditionally, we've always had man and woman, whether they was actually married or not. The lovely Eamon and Ruth, Phil and Holly.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, nice to see two women.
It really
taking
is.
The bull by the horns, so to speak.
And it is really different, like you said. But again, it's a sign of the times. Like, we don't have to, you know, if a woman has a powerful job in television, she doesn't have to be balanced out by a man anymore. Now two powerful women can come on and steal the show. And I love it. I love to see it.
So
more of that.
So you don't think men are cancelled from ITV?
No, come on. Men are too powerful to be cancelled in the universe.
So it's going to be the story that keeps on giving, especially now we're getting the inquiry about it. So... I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. So
no.
I guess it's a watch this space. But parking there this morning and the Schofield aside, saw recently, I think this afternoon, that Cheryl, we'll know when we say Cheryl, she don't need a surname. She's like Cher, isn't she?
Yeah, totally.
So she's reportedly looking at making a revealing documentary about her life.
Mm-hmm.
Details on the star. She's turning 40 this month.
Yeah.
A lot of celebs are doing it.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? Would you tune in to watch a Cheryl docu?
Oh, 100%.
I would.
I would. I love a biography documentary about a celebrity.
Oh, I do.
Aren't they the best? Like, did you see Taylor Swift's one? It was just so
good.
Nah,
but she got one.
She has one. You need to watch that.
Oh, I'd love it.
What's it called? I can't remember. It's on Netflix. You should watch it. But it is such an insight into her life and her political views and everything. So I think this for Cheryl will be amazing because she's always been so closed off in her general life. We haven't even seen pictures of her son Bear, bar the back of his head and a few Instagrams.
So do you think we'll see, I guess we've got to see the most recent stuff, because I think a lot of us of a certain age have watched it. Obviously Cheryl and Ashley days, when she kind of just become huge when she was on X Factor. I mean, a lot of people still see her as Cheryl Cole. I know she's just now Cheryl, which is iconic when you can just be one name.
For sure, yeah.
But, the whole Ashley stuff, so there's that to talk about. And she was always been quite open. I know she's done the Piers Morgan interview. She's done, Jonathan Ross, a lot of big interviews. So she's never been backwards in coming forwards.
Yeah.
But since Liam... And the baby, she kind of has stepped back. So I'd be kind of intrigued to see that side. I mean, I'm
totally.
Here for the tea as well. If we've got anything else to say about the husband, spill it.
I know.
I think we know most of it.
I think we know most of it. And you know what? I wonder, is she going to mention too much? Like, you'd hope that she will mention stuff about him, but I feel like there'll be a lot of backlash from him if she does. So
tricky one,
A tricky one. But let's hope that she's very open with the documentary.
I just think I'm of this school of thought. If you're doing a documentary or something,
and
you're opening the door, you can't just open it a couple of inches.
You need to lean in.
You have got to just open it and go, this is it.
Yep.
Tits on the table. This is where I'm at and this is what time it is.
Totally.
But people respect that. We're in that kind of era now where we want it all.
That's it. And like you said, if you're going to do it at all, do it well. It's the same with an autobiography. Like Prince Harry leaned in to spare. And that's what we want to see.
Yeah, we want to know down
Tiddler
to the
talk.
Yeah, down to the frostbite on your old todge.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what we want, Cheryl, if you're listening. Tiddler talk.
Yeah. So, Shez, we're here for it. And if you're a fan of FUBAR, get in touch. And I'd love to have you on, babe. Huge, huge fan. What else has caught your eye, Ellen? Maybe time for one more showbiz story, I think.
So, what do you think about the comedian who won Britain's Got Talent, Viggo Venn?
Oh, Mr. Hi-Viz,
Mr. Hi-Viz. He was booed after he won.
This is the madness now. Like,
it's
you remember
crazy.
Back in the day when you won a reality show, everyone was like cheering, jumping up
loving
and down,
it.
Punching the air. now, like, you can win something and get booed. So yeah. No wonder social media is where it is and people get trolled. You've just won a show and won 250 grand.
Yeah.
And you're still getting booed.
Exactly. It's so confusing. And Twitter as well was just rife with people giving out about him because they were just saying that he's basically just wearing a high-vis, and people that wear high-vis for their actual job were like, I get minimum wage and I wear a high-vis. Where's my 250K? But, I mean, his act looked funny. Like, it wasn't brilliant, but also he lost to a 14-year-old, I think, and a 7-year-old or something. So you're never really going to come out looking too well if you're winning to children. So the children had to lose that one, you know?
And the thing is, I mean, he is a comedian. And how do you weigh up what you think talent is? Because what I think is what Barbara from Barclays and Simon from Sainsbury's, we've all gonna have a different thought on that. Do you know what I mean? I mean, would I sit and watch a 2-hour show at the O2 of someone dancing around in a high vis? Probably not. It's gonna wear thin within about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate that, and ultimately people pick up the phones or they pick up the app and they vote. So what are you going to do if you don't like the outcome? Pick up the phone and vote. It's like all these big shows. When people get through, whether it's The Jungle or anything, Dancing on Ice, it's everyone at home that's voting.
Exactly. You can't complain. You can't have a cake and eat it too. But also, there are people who have been calling now for the talent show to actually be cancelled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're just sick of it. So maybe it was an act to boycott the show.
Is that because there's men on there and it's ITV?
Probably.
We can't have any men on ITV.
No, we're done. We're done with men now.
Oh, so people want to cancel BGT now.
So that's what they were saying, on Twitter. So it was trending, BGT cancelled.
I don't know what we'll all be watching in a couple of months or a couple of years. The way the world's going.
I know.
It is cancel culture.
It is.
So I've got a couple of minutes before I get in, because you know me, I do a little bit of Bobby on the street, and I have been beating that street today, I can tell you. But Kim Cattrall, Sex in the City, have you seen the latest news?
I have.
So she's reprising her role as Samantha Jones in a cameo.
Yes.
But reportedly, she ain't going to film with any of the other girls.
No, yes. So apparently she has a small little bit of segment that's just going to be slotted into the show. And she's on a phone call to Carrie. But you never actually see them together. And they didn't actually have to speak to each other on the phone.
Yeah, I can't see her calling up SJP.
No, I don't think so.
I think probably blocked.
I know.
And both ways, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, I know that Carrie... Sarah Jessica Parker did try to reach out numerous times to her before, but she's literally having none of it, is she? She must have really hurt her feelings whatever went down there. But
I'm glad, because I know a couple of times, I think more than a couple, she's done various interviews going, never would I go back. And I guess in a way, she kind of isn't going back. But I think this is almost a reaching out to the fans going, look, I'll do this.
Yeah.
So if she's going to stand there and not be with any of the other girls, pretend to speak to someone. I mean, she's an actress. Do you know what I mean?
Easy.
All done, when there's someone in the street you don't want to see, we've all spoke to no one at the end of the phone. Oh, God, yeah, how you been? Yeah, good, babe, you. I mean, and I'm sure Kim's been paid lovely for it.
I'm sure she has. Hence the reason she's done it, I'm sure.
So I think it's going to be an intriguing one to see. But the thing is, we know so much about the alleged, we've got to say alleged, even though... I think it's pretty common knowledge, but just legally.
Yeah.
The feud.
The feud, yeah.
So it's kind of just funny to even think of it, because we'd all be like, there's no way she's on the phone to her.
I know, yeah. I mean, it does seem quite awkward. But I don't even really know what went on there. It was just kind of...
I don't think either of them ever gone into proper details.
No, I think Kim was saying that she just felt ousted by Sarah Jessica Parker, and she was basically, you know, not involved in things anymore. And then Sarah Jessica Parker started getting paid more because she was executive producer as well of the show. But I mean,
so that's going to start getting on people's tits.
It always ends with money, doesn't it?
Always. It comes down to the pound notes or the dollars, depending what side of the Atlantic you are.
Exactly. So it's all coming down to the money at the end of the day. Yeah. And I think, of course, she was going to get paid more if she's doing two jobs.
I mean, exactly. So, but Kim, build a bridge.
Build a bridge.
Kim, thanks for giving the fans what they want. I kind of think it's a nice little an over and out.
Yes, exactly. It might be
and
a nice
it is
full
an
stop
iconic
on it.
Show. Do you know what
totally.
I mean?
Yeah, totally. Hopefully, it will be a nice full stop for the show. And but you never know.
Yeah,
it
I mean, how many
more.
Reunions can you have? You know, when you I have know. A reunion about a reunion about a reunion, yeah. you get to a point where you're like, "What
much.
World are we living in
yeah.
anymore?"
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's that. Well, a lovely week of showbiz gossip. Mm-hmm. And as I touched upon, I've been beating the streets today.
Yeah,
Bobby on the street. And as we've all seen, my friend Olivia Atwood recently got married to her lovely husband, Bradley Dack, and they've been pictured having matching tattoos. Mm. Now, for me, I love that. I think romantic, yeah. hashtag couple goals.
Yeah.
And people, as we know on social media, all have an opinion. And we was like, do you know what? Let's find out what the streets of London have to say about their thoughts on matching tattoos with a partner and would they. So here's a little teaser, but guys, as you know, this full video drops on our Instagram account, which is at AAAFUBAR. Check it out on Friday. Make sure you're following. But here's a little teaser.
Oh, I love it. Why not immortalize a quick love? Like, even if it's going to end, like, at least we knew that we loved each other for this split second. Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
No.
No. And why is that?
I don't know, but no.
I'd be open to it. My boyfriend doesn't have tattoos, but I have all my little bits and bobs everywhere, so I would be open to it.
Oh, no.
No?
No. I won't say having matching tattoos doesn't mean anything. You could just, you're just signifying what it does. The main thing is the connection.
Welcome back, guys. Ella, what's your thoughts? Would you have a matching tattoo with a partner?
Let me think about that. I think I probably would. But for some reason, I'm shocked that so many people said they would in that. I thought most people would go, oh, no, awful idea. But most people are agreeing to that. So, I mean, I personally think I would.
Oh, I think it's romantic.
Yeah,
I'm here for
it. I think it's romantic. I just wouldn't get anybody's name like tattooed on me because you can't remove that. But if you both got like a symbol that
the
meant something.
The date of the wedding or the date you've met,
yeah,
something like that.
Like, that could mean anything in the future.
Yeah, something generic. Yeah, like that. Right, guys, we're going to have a little trail and then we're going to come straight back where we are joined by Shaq and Tanya from Love Island. So we will see you in two.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
We've got the lovely Thomas Hartley from Married at First Sight UK joining us on Zoom. Thomas, any advice? Out of the three of us, you're the only one that's been married. Any marital advice for me and Stephen? Because we're still
Don't
looking for
it.
Mr. Right.
Make sure they're really, really fit and really, really quiet. And really, really well in town.
Okay, so right. No chat, big Corey, and
Joey Page.
It's time to welcome into the studio the darkness. Do you have a favourite Easter egg if someone was to buy you an Easter egg?
If I was the CEO of Cadbury's, I would make 1 out of 1,000 Cadbury's Easter eggs, Cadbury's cream one, completely full.
And put a spoon in with it.
Yeah, like the gold.
So you could crack it like an actual.
Or you could have like a tap.
At the bottom.
Yeah, like on a beer barrel.
It'd be lovely if they had soldiers in the middle, you know, little toast soldiers in the middle of the Easter egg.
So Frankie, you said like a real egg, like an ostrich egg with some toast on the side.
Some toast in the middle.
Well, there you go. I'll get in touch with Cadbury's and see if we can get you a deal.
Politics Uncensored.
We have a wonderful guest, Clive Lewis MP, Labour MP for Norwich South, talking about this Onward report that is finding that as people are getting older, they are not becoming more conservative, as had been the case with previous generations. What's your initial reaction to that?
It doesn't come as a complete surprise and a complete shock. Where they end up, though, I think is probably as interesting. And I think with the fragmentation of kind of centre and left parties across Western democracy, but particularly here in the UK with our first past the post system, that means that the Conservatives will still continue to get in more often than not, even with a declining share of the vote.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
And it is an amazing show so far, and it's only going to get better. We are now joined by Shaq and Tanya. Guys, how are you?
Hi.
Sorry, Tan, just quickly, can we get you to spin your phone round? Have you got the, is it called orientation set? Because it shows that you're on portrait. Can we get it as landscape?
Yeah.
Sorry, darling, it's just for the socials. We clip it all up.
To make it look pretty.
Oh, I love your, that's the one, darling, that's the one.
You look gorgeous, Tanya.
Oh, she's had a blow dry done.
She has. She's Thank working so it.
She had the hair did. Guys, how are ya?
We're good.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
How are you guys?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thanks for joining us. It's lovely to have you on the show this evening.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You're so, so welcome. How is life? Is it becoming a little bit more your new normal now?
Yeah, I think we're kind of getting used to it now. It's been a few months now, so the only thing I still won't get used to is people wanting to take pictures of me, because I still feel like a regular person. People are like, oh, Shaq, can I get a picture of you? And I'm just like, yeah, of course. But it's just a bit strange, but I'm definitely getting used to it by now.
How about you, Tan?
Yeah, same. I feel like now it feels normal. Yeah, I feel like now it's a new normal. It's definitely not normal because we still feel like normal people. Because when I'm at events, I think I would have walked in here, no one would have turned their heads before. And now everyone's like, oh my God, whispering, taking pictures on the sly. So it's very weird, yeah.
Do you guys ever get that feeling? And I still, to this day, like almost 12 years old, do you get like almost imposter syndrome at certain things? Where, like you say, you go to a certain event or you're stood with certain people, you're a bit like, what is my life? Like, what's going on?
Why am I here?
Like, yeah. What is going on? How did this happen?
No, literally.
We just
living normal lives. And sometimes we just look at each other and just be like, are we actually here right now?
A few months ago, I did not know this man. He was living his life and he was fine without me.
And do you find it more when you're together, Shaq? So if you're with Tan out and about, so whether you're going for, I don't know, a bit of shopping or I always say lemon and herb. I'm a lemon and herb boy, but I know that's a little bit of a basic sauce. But if you're out and about going for dinner, do you find that there's even more attention when you guys are literally next to each other?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You tell them.
Yeah, most definitely. I think because I'm so tall, I'm so easily noticeable.
Yeah.
So people will automatically, even if I'm by myself, they'll notice me. And then when we're together, they'll be like, oh my God, it's Shaq and Tanya. But I think for Tanya, it's a bit different because she's so small.
Yeah. I almost blend in. So like when I'm by myself and I'm with my friends, it's kind of like they look twice. They're wondering, this girl looks like someone.
Yeah,
it is Tanya. But with Shaq, oh my God, it's so obvious.
It's like, where do I know her from?
I'm like, I need to leave Shaq at home sometimes. Yeah. I can have some peace.
He bites you up.
Are you guys watching the new series of Love Island?
I am. I've actually just did that. I've had a little catch up today, so I've watched the last couple of the first two episodes, and it's looking interesting already.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
There's some really good characters in there. Yeah, really. It's really good. And actually, do you know what I noticed as well? It's really nice to see a few average-looking bodies as well. Like, I know, especially your guys' series as well, everyone was ripped, like ripped. But, you know, there's kind of a mix of, like, different body types in there, and I love it. Yeah. It's really good.
But that's the good thing, I feel like, because people always have this perception of that anyone that goes on Love Island has to be six-pack shredded or the girls have to be whatever, like, toned. But it's like they're trying to show that,
like,
it's
models,
just regular people.
Yeah,
like, normal people are like, I have no six-pack. But, like, no one on my season really did, like, to be fair. But
yeah,
we was just, like, regular people. And I like what they've done.
I like that too.
And diversity is key, you know?
Yeah. Totally,
well, that's
I
what I think.
And right now, it's really giving diversity right now. I feel like
100%.
It's switching it up and it's really nice.
For sure. If you had any advice for any of the contestants in there at the moment, what would it be?
Well,
I think it would be just like, honestly, just be yourself. Because in there, you're living with these people 24/7. So if you're not yourself, then people will latch onto it like very quickly, like you'll be able to see it. So just try and have as much fun as possible, be yourself, and just enjoy the moment, really.
And you're in a place where like people only see so much of you, because you know it is, you're not going to see 24/7 of everything that's happening. So if you're yourself, it helps you how you get portrayed, but if you're not, it's going to be even worse when it gets chopped down into little pieces. So
amen. So I've got a question for you both. I'll start with you, Shaq, just because you're on my list. I'm going to go from left to right. If you was to redo your Love Island experience, is there anything you would do differently? And if so, what?
Think there's anything I would do differently. I think I was myself from start to finish. I was very open of how I felt about everything. And at the end of the day, Tanya's my girlfriend. So there's nothing that I would have changed, because it was just part of my journey. So I don't have any regrets about anything that I've done or how it went for me. So I came out with the best girl in there, in my opinion. So I can't complain.
Tan, how about you? Same question to you, darling.
Yeah, I feel like if you change what happened, then it just wouldn't be the way it is now. So I definitely wouldn't change anything, because now I have an amazing boyfriend. So I wouldn't change anything. At the time, though, I was like, oh, what's going on here? Maybe I should have said that. Maybe I should have done that. But in the long run, like, it did turn out great. So I wouldn't change it now.
And when you watch the show now, I know you're only just kind of checking in. It's only literally started a few days ago. But do you see it different? Because obviously, once you've done a reality show and you know how the game is, like, you know how things are filmed, you know the behind the scenes, and it kind of takes the magic and sparkle off a little bit. Do you think that?
It does. I was saying that to Shaq, because Shaq was like, let's watch it, babe. And I was like, I don't know if I can. Like, we had like a good 20 minutes into it, and I was like, I just can't. Like, I know they've been standing there for 4 hours. I know they've been doing this. I know they've been doing that. So it's like, before, I was a Love Island super fan. I couldn't wait. I was like, oh my God, this beef. But like, now you know the source behind it all. I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm watching little clips.
Producers pulled someone out.
I can't lie, for me, when I was watching it today, I was so like, wow. I was so like, going back to how I was before, because I was a big fan of Love Island myself before I went in. But it's like little things, like when the one bombshells came in, when Zachariah came in, and he was like, oh, I need to sit down. I was saying to Tanya earlier, I was like, I know he's tired because he's been standing there for ages. So like little stuff like that, like you'll pick up on. I still enjoy it, to be honest. I'm just excited to see what this cast can bring.
And do the producers talk to you while you're in there?
So you have one that like runs in and like just checks on you, and they call you to the front door and they're like, are you okay? Do you want to have a conversation with anyone? Do you feel like you want to talk? So it's very like, they just checking on you basically to see how you are.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I used to think when I'm watching it that they're like stirring stuff, because you know sometimes people walk away from arguments and then they go back to the argument, and I'm like, did a producer get involved?
I think sometimes in this, like, if you have an argument with someone in there, it's probably best to go back and have that conversation. You're going to be brushing your teeth next to each other.
True.
You need to sort it out. So they do say, like, come on, you need to speak about it. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it kind of, you will see the dynamic of the house. It kind of ruins the dynamic of the house. If you're like, you're arguing with this one person, but they're friends with everyone else. It's just like, it's better that everyone sort of clears the air and just be honest and just, whether you're civil, you decide to be friends, whatever. It's just be honest about the whole thing throughout, because if you're not, like, it will come out and it will just be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think honesty is key, because there's nothing worse than fakeness. Do you know what I mean? Okay. And you kind of, in reality TV, you find a little bit of fakeness with some people. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Have game plans and whatever. And I guess, because I'm always intrigued, especially you guys, because you see zero while you're all living together. When you come out and you watch your series back, are you ever surprised by episodes or people's, like, beach hut conversations where you're like, do you see a different side? Because I think people do play games now on reality TV.
Yeah, I think because I don't think Tanya's even watched anything from our season. But I've watched quite a few episodes. So it's like, when you actually watch it back and you think, oh, that's what you really thought, or things like that. Like, because my friends were also like telling me, oh, this person said that and that person said this while I was in there. So I was just like, I was kind of not taken back, but like very clued up and thinking, I kind of got the hint of this. So when you're in there, you kind of, by how the person like reacts with you and what have you, you can kind of gauge how everyone really feels about you, even though they try to put on like a brave face and try to be all patty with you.
Mm. Yeah.
So Tan, you've never watched anything but Babes?
Yeah.
Tan, have you, nothing?
So again, Shaq sat me down when we came out and he was like, when we came back, he was like, let's just watch what our first episode. I was like, oh. So we sat down, we watched it, and I liked the moments of me and Shaq, like when we first get, when he was flirting with me, when I didn't know him. Like, now it's funny because I'm like, yo, you actually thought you were going to get cuddles the first night. Like,
he wanted a do-bit.
You get it. So, like, it was nice watching that bit. But then, because I know how everyone now, it's so weird to watch them back then when we didn't know their full characters and what it was going to turn out to be in the end. Not that they're bad people, but like, it's just strange to me. I just can't watch it. I'm like, no, I can't watch this.
And there is something awkward about watching yourself on TV, I think. I don't think it ever becomes a comfortable watch. Mm. Like, if you walk into a room and someone's watching a show you're on, you will, I don't know. I think some people have it like when people look through an old, I'm showing my age here, when we actually had photo albums and it weren't on our phone and our tablets. But if people were looking at photos, oh, I still, there's part of me that it just makes me.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, it just cringes me out.
Definitely. I think when me and Tanya watched our first episode and I was like looking at how I was talking to her, flirting with her, I kind of made myself cringe because I was like, oh, seriously.
Like, you were trying to be smooth.
Oh, bless
you. As smooth as I possibly could.
He was grafting.
But, yeah, you guys were cute.
Worked, though,
oh, it worked. You got the girl.
Yeah.
Exactly, and I got the girl, so...
It all worked.
It may have been cringe at the time, but...
Yeah, oh, God.
I'm not complaining.
No, exactly. And you guys, you both done good. But I wanted to ask you both, and I'll ask you both again separately. As we all know, when you come from a reality TV show, social media is a huge thing now, and lots of people have opinions, as we all know. And a lot of people can come against trolls because everyone's always got something to say. No, we love a troll.
We love a troll.
How have you found that? You got a little bit, didn't you, Tan?
Yeah, I got a lot when I came out. I think me and Olivia got the most. I think for me, before I went on Love Island, I was obsessed with Love Island. I used to watch all the YouTube videos and watch all the contestants' pages and see what happens when they come out. So I knew after what I did in Castle Rumor and everything that happened in the villa, I knew I was not the favourite. So I was already preparing myself for the worst when my phone came on. Mm-hmm. And I think me and Shaq did it at the same time, turned our phones on at the same time, and they were just blowing off and my messages were like, go do this to yourself. You're not that pretty, you're this, you're that. And I was just like, there's no way someone that does not know me is sat behind this phone and they're typing this. Like, I just found it so crazy. And for me, the best for trolls is delete. That's exactly what I did. And it's so easy to say that, but honestly, because I made it my mission to swipe and delete before I scroll and look for someone who's defending me, I swiped and deleted, didn't look at it. If I get the chance to block you, I'll block you.
But do you read, especially because some people say really dark stuff, do you know what I mean? You can get death threats and horrendous stuff. Do you ever think, how have you got the arsehole to pick up your phone and message someone? To me, I just can't believe.
They take it way too far. Take it way too far. It's like, people will see that I'm happy and I'm with Tanya and everything like that, and people will still message me because even if they hadn't watched it when it came out, but they're watching it now, people will still message me now and say, you deserve better than Tanya. Tanya's not for you.
Neither.
But they can see that I've been with her for 3 months now and I'm happy, but they're still trying to say all this bad stuff. So it's like, Tanya was one of the first people to say to me, like, just don't read anything. Because I had that sort of urge, you know, when you have that urge just to look at what people have been saying.
Yeah.
And I was so tempted to. And I think there was one day that I actually did. And I was like, why are people saying such horrible stuff and all that stuff? And then she was just like, listen, babe, just don't read anything like that. Just completely turn it off. And I think since then, I've never read any of the comments, because you get like some people DMing you nice stuff and all that and everything, but some people just have no, they have no shame. No,
what was the horrible stuff Shaq U was getting? What was people saying to you?
So they was just mostly saying how, oh, you let Tanya walk all over you, you're too soft, you just, and then
you
get
smothering her.
Like people, and you got people saying how she doesn't even really like you, or she's gonna just play you, you're gonna get your heart broken, you deserve better than her, all this stuff. So it was like,
imagine if that gets to your head.
Also getting at my girlfriend as well. So at the same time, it's like, you can't be saying this about my girlfriend and also about me, because you don't know me. You've only seen an hour of a 24-hour day for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I never took anything in. I'm never going to take anything in and let it get to my heart, because these people don't know me.
Yeah.
But for every negative comment and things and negative DMs that you get a load of positive ones and a load of people that love you and support you and love me and Tanya together. So that's the ones that I focus on, really.
We actually saw a glimpse of your families coming into the villa as well while you were on the show. And Shaq, your sisters, they seemed a bit unsure about what had happened, because obviously they were watching at home. What was the reception when you guys came out of the villa from your families?
So my sisters are both older than me, so they're very protective of me. And obviously they only see what's on TV like everyone else. So naturally, they're going to be like, I'm worried about my little brother, and why is she treating him like this and all this stuff,
yeah.
But then when they came out and they spoke to Tanya, my sisters love Tanya, and I knew that would happen.
Good.
But it was just a thing of, I couldn't explain to them everything and let them make their own decision when they actually meet her in real life properly.
Yeah.
So Tanya's met all my family, my aunties, mom, dads, brother, sister, so she met everyone and everyone loved her to pieces.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I think it says a lot when people meet you and they're like, oh, okay, so she's actually not that bad
from
TV. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I even said to Shaq, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to wait till they meet me, because I know that I'm a half-decent person. They'll be fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you both, and I always ask people this, and I'm not stirring the shit pot, because obviously you guys are in a happy relationship now, but I'm always intrigued. Oh, no, there's no tea, no shade. It's all a good thing. I just always ask people, when you've come off from a TV show, you've got to know exactly what I mean. You know the DMs are popping.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't care if you're in a relationship or not. So, Tan, I'm going to start with you. Anyone slid in on the DMs and sent you a dick pic?
Do you know what's funny? I'm like the only person that has not had a dick pic.
You're joking. You ain't had a dick pic, Tan.
No, mine are very clean. Mine are just like people who were like, so let me know when Shaq gives up. Some of them are literally like, let me know when it's my time. Or some of them are actually messaging me to tell me that they're going to take Shaq away from me.
Oh, so there's no one with the core yet?
Has the chest yet
until today?
How about you, Shaq? Any girls sliding into the old DMs?
I've actually shown Tanya that I get sent nudes quite often.
Oh my god, I didn't know girls did that.
Yeah,
the confidence.
No, seriously, what? I was next to Tanya and I was going for my requests, and a girl like sent me a photo on DMs, and I clicked on it. I went to Tanya and I was just her naked, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, God.
And Tanya's next to me. Like, it's not as bad now, but when I came out, it was girls saying, yeah, you need a real one like me. Tanya don't deserve you. She's sending me nudes and saying all this stuff and whatever. It's not as bad now, but yeah, there's been quite a few, to be fair.
Shaq, when you say nudes, are we talking boobs or Jack and Dano?
We're talking everything.
Full out.
God. I'm shocked.
Legs were spread open and everything.
Yeah. Showing you what they've got, Shaq. Showing Shaq the Jack.
She's looking at me, I'm looking at her, we start laughing, and I just close that, delete that.
Oh my God.
I'll move it on from the DMs. I just always love that. Oh, just out of curiosity, just to both of you quick, and then I've got one final question. Blue tick. Tan, any blue tick dick sliding? It don't have to be a dick pic, but anyone with a blue tick tried his luck? Because there's a lot of blue tick dick out there.
No, actually, I actually was expecting some to be in there just for the vibes, just because why not?
Yes.
But no. No one's been in there, so I think they're a little bit scared. Maybe they're scared of Shaq attack.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I'm not surprised. Yeah. I wouldn't want to have a tear up with Shaq.
You wouldn't want to struggle with him.
How about you, Shaq? Any blue tickers sliding?
Probably like one or two.
Do you want to spill the tea?
I can't. I wouldn't do that.
Go on.
But you know what? It's not even people that I actually know. They're like from Brazil, America, models, like type thing. And they'll just like say like, hey, like a wink face, yeah, or like show me like
three in the morning,
like that, so.
You up,
yeah.
Aubergine emoji. Now I'm gonna swerve the DMs now. Final question, I'll let you both go because you've been so great and thank you for giving us your time this evening. Finally, you guys got a long distance relationship. How do you make that work, and are you speaking about moving in together yet?
So I'm with Shaq actually a lot. Like right now, he's just left me yesterday and I'm seeing him again in 3 days. London from Liverpool is only 2 hours. And it's so weird because I thought it was going to be a thing where it's going to be really hard at some point, but it's not. Like, I think it's because I want to see him and he wants to see me. And the things we go to, we are going there together as well. So it's really not been hard. But I've been convincing him to move to Manchester because I love Manchester. Like, it's just, you know, it's a mini London. And if he moves there, I might move in with him, maybe.
Very cute.
Shaq?
Yeah, people have said that, how are you going to make it work and all that stuff. But yeah, me and Tanya, we literally see each other every single week, whether it's I come up to Liverpool or she comes down to London. But lately, because we went on holiday last week to Malta for a few days. And I came back from Malta and I went straight to Liverpool and stayed with her for 2 days. So my family haven't seen me for about a week. but yeah, I think maybe I might be moving to Manchester soon. She's been trying to convince me since we've come out. So that might be on the cards.
Watch this space.
Yeah. And do you know what, guys? If you see each other every week, there's people that live in the same city, and with our busy lives now, sometimes people don't see their partner that lives 20 minutes up the road for 8 or 9 days. Yeah. I know that sounds mad, but sometimes you just can't schedule it in.
Yeah.
Busy. So you're making it work with the miles.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in you make time for the people you
Yes,
time
Shaq.
For.
Man after me own
up. You will.
You would. And obviously, I love spending time with Tanya, whether we're out just doing stuff or we go to events, or even if we're just like chilling and watching a movie, like I love spending time with her. So I spend more time up in Liverpool than I do in London these days, but it's worth it because I want to see her.
The distance
that we have of 2 hours helps us miss each other.
That's healthy. You've got to miss each other. Cause when you start getting on each other's tits, it ain't no good.
No, literally. When you left, I was like, listen, I need a minute from you anyway.
Yeah, I want to miss you for a little bit. I want to go do me. Yeah, you got to do. Yeah. We've all got to do our little things.
Don't say it now because we're on the radio. But he's like, babe, don't go. And I said, listen,
Rumbled. Right. Oh, guys, thank you so much for the lovely chat. It was so nice to speak to you both. Couple goals.
Yes.
So welcome. And guys, when you do move in, Shaq, when you go to Manchester, I want you both back on the show and we want the exclusive when you're moving in and we want to know how it's all going. We want the tea.
Wait, I'll give you the date when I'm picking up the keys.
You found somewhere then. You're picking up keys. You found an apartment or an house. That's an exclusive.
We've had a little look.
I love it.
Already. Okay.
You heard it on FUBAR first. Thank you so much, guys. Best of luck with the move. And don't forget, come back on the show and let us know
so
how it's going.
Bye,
you're
guys.
Welcome.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. I love them.
Great chat. They are an absolute couple goal situation, aren't they?
Yeah, I love them.
Right, we're going to take a little break, guys, and then we're going to come back and we are going to have a fun little quiz. So watch this space.
FUBAR Radio presents Access All Areas.
There was an interesting no-show, I thought, in Harry Styles. Apparently he didn't come because both Olivia Wilde, his ex-girlfriend, and Emily Emrata was there too, and he was pictured kissing her recently in Japan.
Lucky care.
Apparently he avoided because best not to be around two women you've recently been with, I guess, if you're Harry Styles.
See, if I'd have been there, I'd have said to both of them, piss off. Harry, let's go and have a gin and tonic.
So joining us now, we have Count Binface, an independent space warrior. I just wanted to quickly ask you one last question. Let's say you had won that election and you became prime minister. You know, what are some of the big things you'd like to change? What are some of the big things you believe in that our politics needs?
Well, why don't we talk about the old royal family? Because, you know, I don't wish to abolish them like some people do. No. I merely wish to solidify their ceremonial role so that they become the living, breathing version of Madame Two Swords that deep down the public wants. Good
dating show. Again, I've been out on dates where people have gone, oh, like, what do you do? Why do they want pictures? And then I'll just go, oh, listen, I'll do little bits on TV, that's it. And then 2 hours later, when they've had a few drinks, they stop going, so tell me what happened with this girl. What happened with this? What happened with that? And I thought you didn't know.
Well, this is why I think I struggle with my date life, because I just see myself as me. You know, I'm from Oxford, moved to London. That's it. I have a great group of friends. That's as simple as my life is. When I go to date someone, I don't see myself as, oh, I'm a girl that works on TV. I just see myself as me. But then I'm reminded by some of the things that they might do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, guys. It's Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
And guys, we're going to end the show with a little fun quiz. I love a quiz.
I'm awful at a quiz, just FYI.
If it's showbiz, Kardashian, anything celebrity, yeah. I'm
no
fine.
Problem. No problem.
If
showbiz.
We're talking algebra or
geography.
Geography, forget it. If it ain't on the M25, I have got zero clue. So, quiz question one. In which year did Will Young and Gareth Gates face each other in the final of Pop Idol?
Ooh.
I'm going to try and work out this.
Do we say
neither
that,
of us know the answers, no. By the way. What's your guess? I'm trying to figure this out. I think I was about 16.
I think it was about 2003.
How old was when I was 16?
Actually, that feels like a long time ago.
I'm
just gonna go with 2003.
I'm gonna say 2004.
All right, close.
I don't know if that even made me 16 at the time. My maths is that bad.
I'm no Carol Vorderman. Like, what are you doing?
We're locking it in.
Locking it in.
2002. I'm going to give that to you. You're 1 year closer than I am.
Oh, my God, that was so close.
So close. And I've made myself older than I am. Right. Question number two. Only one of these music acts won X Factor. Which one? A, Olly Murs. B, JLS. C, One Direction. D, Little Mix. I'm saying Little Mix.
I think JLS were the only one to win. Historically, the person who comes second is always the bigger star. So One Direction, I don't think won. I think they came second. Same with Little Mix.
I think Little Mix won. And if I remember JLS's year, I think they came second to Alexandra Burke.
Yeah, okay, I think you're right.
I don't know, we're going to lock it in.
Right, okay, I think you're right.
Little Mix, 1-1. 1-0, 1-1. You can tell I don't watch football. 1-1, 1-0. 1-1. Why I ain't got a job on a match of the day, I don't know. I'm still waiting. Question number three. What is the name of the medic on I'm a Celebrity? Dr. Bob.
The medic on I'm a Celebrity. Dr. Phil?
That's a good show. You ever seen clips on YouTube of him?
I love Dr. Phil.
He's incredible.
It's literally all I used to watch for a few years.
I think it's Dr. Bob.
Okay, I'm going to go
with Dr. Phil.
Well, I don't know, so I'm going to say you're right.
We're locking it in. Oh, it's Medic Bob.
I said
doctor. You I've gave him qualifications he ain't got.
No.
And that's illegal. So I don't think anyone won that. Do I get half a point for Bob?
I think you should get half a point.
I think, oh, bless you. Right. That's a good spot. I'm taking that half a point. Thank you.
I know. I'm so bad at games. I'm like not competitive at all.
No, that's all right, because I was willing to give you the 1 year out.
Exactly.
That's teamwork, babes. That's teamwork. Yeah. Number four. Put these shows in order that they arrived on our screens. I've just seen the answers. Not the answers, but the rest of the question. Made in Chelsea, The Only Way is Essex.
Oh, God.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I know Ooh. This, hands down.
Oh, God.
Firstly, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I would agree.
Second, The Only Way is Essex.
Yeah.
Lastly, Made in Chelsea.
Yeah, I think you're right. I would have went that as
there
well.
There ain't much I don't know about reality TV. I know Kim was around before us in the Towie days. Yeah. And I know Towie was the first of its kind before, like, Geordie, Chelsea and all that jazz.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a little look. Here we go. Keeping Up, Towie, MIC.
There you go. See,
if you could,
king.
If you could get A-levels, I am the reality TV king.
You are.
If I could get a degree in reality, or even an A-level, what's better? Degree's better, actually.
Yeah. Do you know what you should go on? Do you know that TV show?
With the black chair.
With the black chair, and you have a topic that you're an expert
Mastermind.
In.
Mastermind.
There you go. Reality TV.
Reality TV, that's the one, babes. Right. I think we'll have time to finish this whole quiz. Ooh. Here we go. Question number five. Where was the first American location to have its own Real Housewives series? I know this.
Orange County?
Yeah, it is. It's OC. I don't know. I'm waiting.
I don't even
we
watch
ain't
it.
Locked in.
I don't even know.
OC. I'm sure it's OC. I think it was OC. Then I think it was New York. Because Beverly Hills was further down the line, even though I do love the Bev Hills now.
Yeah.
It was OC. I'm sure it's OC. Yeah. We're locking it in. Producer Maddie. Orange County.
Woo! I don't even watch that show. I'm really shocked. The stuff that my brain keeps.
Mad, isn't it? That's the journalist in you.
I know, that's it.
Do you know, I think it's one of the only franchises I've never even seen a single episode of OC.
I haven't seen any of them. Any of the episodes of any of the shows.
And you've not seen Teresa of New Jersey flipping the table.
No.
There's certain moment iconic.
Do I need to go onto YouTube and just watch the
Oh my
viral
God.
Clips?
If you're ever real, I'm not wishing you ill, but you know if you're in bed with flu for a couple of days, get YouTube up and just binge some iconic moments.
All right, I need to get ill.
You can have my hay fever if you want. My eyes, guys. Anyone listening, you've got itchy eyes. Hay fever, an absolute savage this year. This is our last question, Ellen. I'm sad.
I am too.
We could do a whole show of this.
Who
needs Mastermind?
Exactly. What do we call it?
Ozzy, Sharon, Kelly, and Jack for stars of which reality show?
Oh, easy.
The Osbournes.
Easy. I think I just started re-watching little clips of that recently as well because it's meant to come back, isn't it?
Allegedly came back. And I think, never was confirmed or not, I think that was kind of the opening of the door for the likes of the Kardashians to have family shows.
Yeah, they were like the first one to do it.
The first family to open it. Yeah. Do you remember Sharon throwing dog shit over the fence? Didn't she throw a ham or something? She was throwing a lot.
They're crazy.
Love a bit of Sharon Osbourne.
We love it. Love to see it.
One funny bitch. I love her. Anyway, guys, what an absolute pleasure of a show.
So fun.
Always love having you in the studio, Ellen.
I love it. Oh, have me back.
I'll have you back, babes. I will always have you back. Have you enjoyed it?
I have. Brilliant. Really good. And I loved talking to Shaq and Tanya because
Great interview. They're brilliant.
I'm so glad they're still together. Such a cute couple.
What's your thoughts? Couple goals?
Couple goals, for sure. And I think they'll be one of the very few that will stay together. Kind of like Tommy and Molly Mae.
Yeah. Couple goals.
Yeah.
And we've only got 1 minute left, but final predictions. I know we're only a week in, not even, 3 days in to Love Island.
Yes.
Any standout couples?
I like Jess, but I know she doesn't really, I forget her, the guy she's coupled up with. I watched it last night for the first time. But Jess, I like her. I like her personality. She doesn't really seem to get along with the guy that she's coupled up with. And I still don't know any of their names.
It's but too early, it's too and it early. Is too early. It's too early.
But the ones that with the, they both wore red shorts and the red bikini.
Molly and Mitchell,
they're so cute.
Eminem.
Love them.
Well, guys, an absolute pleasure. Thanks for tuning in. And do not forget, follow us. We've got our brand new Instagram account, and it is at AAAFUBAR. You've got to follow for all the behind the scenes goss. And that is where you find the full episode of Bobby on the Street every Friday. And until next week, guys, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Bye. Have a nice week. Bye.